achieve anything significant for God's kingdom, it has to be based on prayer.
如果我们想为神的国做任何事情，成就任何事情的话，一定是要基于祷告的。
Now, the prayer called the Lord's Prayer is actually misnamed.
我们通常说的主祷文，它的名字起的并不好。
Because that's a prayer that Jesus could never pray.
因为那是耶稣，他不是这样，他不这样祷告。
Jesus could not ask, "Forgive me my sin."
主耶稣他并不会说，原谅我的罪，赦免我的罪。
So the best way to understand it, this is actually the disciples' prayer.
这个所谓主祷文其实是主的门徒应该祷告的。
You'll notice that the disciples never asked Jesus, "Teach us how to preach. Teach us how to teach."
你们注意一下，他的门徒从来没有向耶稣请教过如何讲道，如何传道。
But they did ask Jesus, "Teach us how to pray."
但是他们却向耶稣咨询如何祷告。
And Jesus said, "This then is how you should pray."
耶稣说，你应该像这样祷告。
Notice not, it's not what you should pray, but how you should pray.
他说的是，不是说你要祷告这些内容，而是说你要像这样祷告。
So what Jesus was trying to get across to us, that the Lord's Prayer is not a prayer that you should think is a magical prayer just by praying those words.
所以主祷文不是一个像魔法咒语一样的，你可以不停地念出来。
The power of the Lord's Prayer is that we would understand the pattern for prayer behind it.
主祷文的意义是让我们了解，知道祷告它到底是要怎么样祷告。
And I would like you to learn at least the first five steps today.
所以今天我们就来学一下祷告的五个步骤。
And I want to encourage you right away that you would learn this so that you could start praying this every day of the coming week.
我想鼓励大家学一下这种祷告的模式，在接下来的一周就这样祷告。
You know, Martin Luther prayed the pattern of the Lord's Prayer twice a day.
我们知道马丁路德他每天按照这个模式祷告两次。
So let's take a look at these five steps today.
所以我们今天看一下这五个步骤。
Step one is the step of connection.
第一步是连接的步骤。
Our Father.
他第一句说的是我们在天上的父。
This connects us with our heavenly Father in heaven.
这句话让我们和天父连接起来。
And many of you know that the word Father there is Abba.
我们知道在这个原文里面说的是这个Abba。
Which would probably be the first words on a baby in the Middle East.
是中东时候那些出生的小婴儿说的第一句话。
It really could be translated, Daddy.
意思就是爸爸。
This shows us the care of our Heavenly Father and also the connection that He wants to have with us.
这样告诉我们天父对我们的关爱。
In Ephesians chapter 3, could you read that for us?
以弗所书三章十七到十九节。他说我这样祷告是基督因你们的信住在你们的心里叫你们的爱心有根有基能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的并叫神一切所充满的充满了你们
The top priority in all of life is for us to connect with our daddy
我们人生最紧要的目的就是与我们天父连接
Notice The depth of God's love for us.
你们要知道，神对我们的爱是何等的深厚。
His love is long enough to last forever.
他的爱是这样的长，能够存到永恒。
It's wide enough to embrace everything about your life.
他的爱是这样的宽阔，能拥抱你的一切。
It is deep enough to pull you out of the darkest and the deepest despair.
他的爱是如此的深沉，能够承受你最深的这种。忧郁
And it is high enough to overlook every offense in your life.
他的爱是如此的高远，能够看到未来对你一切的害处或者。
And your heavenly Father wants you to experience that love.
而且你的天父真的想要让你知道、体会这种爱。
His love for you is a marvelous love.
他的爱是如此的奇妙。
And many times, he is trying to love us, and we just walk away from him.
我们的天父这样渴慕地爱我们，但是我们却离他而去。
What a tremendous privilege we have as Christians to look to heaven and say, Father.
我们作为基督徒，我们可以对着天向天父祷告，是多么大的一项特权。
A Muslim, a Buddhist, a Hindu never can pray that.
穆斯林、佛教徒、印度教徒等等，没有人敢这样祷告。
But we have this wonderful privilege to address our Father in heaven.
但是我们作为基督徒有这样一个美妙的特权，可以向天父祷告。
When we pray, the very first step in our prayer,
当我们祷告的时候，第一步就是
is to connect with the love of our Father.
去和那个爱我们的天父连接。
And what I encourage you to do in this step, as you practice this tomorrow,
如果你明天开始这样做的时候，我想告诉你
is to recount how much God loves you.
在你做这一步的时候，你要好好回想神是多么的爱你。
And when you pray, you say, Father, thank you for loving me.
当你祷告的时候，你要说，天父啊，谢谢你爱我。
Thank you for how long and how wide and how deep and how high your love is for me.
感谢你的爱是如此的长阔高深。
Thank you that you love me so much, you sent your son for me.
感谢你，你这么爱我，你把你的爱子都赐给我。
And then at the end of that,
然后结末的时候
，turn to him and say, "I love you."
你冲天父说我也爱你。
That's how we start our prayer.
那是我们开始祷告的方式。
The second step in our connection is the step of praise.
我们祷告的第二步就是赞美。
Now.In our culture, we don't use the word hallow anymore.
我们现在的英文里面，我们不再用 hallow， 就是圣洁这个词。
In fact, the whole concept of God being holy is obsolete today.
而且在今天，当我们谈到神的圣洁的时候，好像是很过时的。
But the word hallow means to give God praise for His being a holy God.
我们来尊神为圣的时候，我们要知道神他是圣洁的。
And it is the supreme reason to get out of bed tomorrow morning.
那是你明天早上起床的第一个原因。
If you're laying in bed and you say, "Oh, why should I get up today?"
你躺在床上的时候，经常会想，我今天为什么要起来呢？
The answer to that is so that you can praise God in heaven.
答案就是你起床要来赞美天上的父神。
It's not for your job.
不是起床来工作。
It's not to earn money.
不是起床去挣钱。
The very center of why we were created is so that we can give praise to God.
我们被造成为这样的人，就是为了让我们能够赞美神。
And notice that it says here, "Hallowed be your name."
你看经节说，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Now in the Middle East, name and character were the same.
在中东地区，名字就代表人的品格。
You were given a name that would reflect your character.
你的人家家长给你起的名字，就是为了让你有那样的品格。
Remember when Jesus looked at Peter, and Peter was kind of a shifty guy.
你记不记得当耶稣见到彼得的时候，他知道彼得是一个没有那么坚定的人。
Peter, we have an idiom, putting your foot in your mouth. That's what Peter did all the time.
我们有一个词描述这种人，就是说他口不择言。
But Jesus looks at Peter and he goes, I'm going to change your name.
耶稣看着彼得说，我要给你改名字。
Your new name is Rocky.
你新的名字就是岩石。
And, you know, remember the movie, da-da-da?
就像
That's what Jesus was envisioning, that he would become Sylvester Stallone for the disciples.
就像美国一个电影叫 Rocky, 洛基，他就是讲一个拳击运动员的事情，就像那个人那样。
So when we hallow the name of God, we want to reflect upon his character and his name.
当我们尊神的名为圣的时候，我们要想的是他的特性，还有他的那些名字。
So when we pray, we're going to say, Lord, I praise you because you are an infinite, eternal God.
我们说神啊，我们赞美你，因为你是无限的，你是永远的，永恒的神。
I praise you, Lord, because you are in sovereign control of everything that's happening in the world.
主啊，我赞美你，因为你对世界上的事情有全权的掌控。
I praise you because you have an infinite knowledge of every person on planet Earth, and you know how many hairs I have in my head right now.
主啊，我赞美你，因为你知道地球上每一个人他们身上的每一件事情，就连我头上有几根头发，你都知道。
And for some of us, it's easier to count than others.
当然，我们有的人头发比别人要好数一点。
I praise you, God, because you have all the strength and the power in the universe.
我赞美你主，因为你有宇宙之中最大的能量。
And you can just go on and on with the character of God.
你就可以这样子一遍一遍的来数算神的大能。
But then we're going to also praise his names. Do you know how many names there are of God in the Bible?
我们要赞美神的名，你知道在圣经中神有多少个名字吗？
956 names of God.
这有956个神的名字，圣经里面。
So you could praise him and say, Lord, Rapha, the God who heals, I praise you.
所以你可以说，耶和华拉法，你是医治我们的主，我赞美你。
You could say, I praise you, El Shaddai, God Almighty.
你也可以说，伊丽莎代，全能的神，我赞美你。
I praise you, El Roi, you are the God who sees.
我也要赞美伊利罗伊，那个看着我的神。
You see everything going on in our lives, and you still love us.
你看到我生命中的一切的东西，但是你还爱我。
I praise you, God, that you are Yahweh Shalom. You are my peace.
我赞美亚威沙龙，因为主你是平安。
All of these are names of God that you can use, and you can praise God and his character through these.
这些都是神的名，也是他的品格。
El Elyon, God Most High. There is no God greater than our God.
伊利亚就是至高者的意思。就是世上没有比他再高的神。
Now, here's the integrity check that we have to take right now.
现在我们想请你拷问一下自己的内心。
Whose name are you trying to make great?
在你的内心当中有什么别的名字比神的名字还要高？
For many of us, we're trying to make our name great.
我们很多人在我们心里面，我自己的名字是最高的。
We want to make his name great.
我们应该要尊主的名伟大。
Third step.
第三步。
The step of realignment.
调整。
Realignment gives us, shifts our goals and the direction of our life.
调整就是把我们人生的目标、目的做一个调整。
Because every day there's a battle between two kingdoms.
我们每天面临着两个王国。
There's a battle where I want to build my kingdom, I want to be comfortable, I want to have a lot of stuff.
你一面会想，我要建造我的王国，我要很多的东西，我要很舒适的生活。
And then there's God's kingdom that's invisible and values the weak and the hurting.
然后就是神的国，神的国它是看顾那些受压迫的。
When we pray, Thy kingdom come, we are praying to realign ourselves with God's eternal, invisible kingdom.
当我们祷告说，愿你的国降临的时候，我们是要把神的国作为我们人生的目标。
The church father Augustine said that God is reigning now, but just as the light is absent to those who refusing to open their eyes, so it is possible to refuse God's rule.
奥古斯丁曾经说，神在掌权，就像你拒绝睁眼，你就无法看到光那样，你也可能拒绝接受神的领导。
You know, Jesus, King Jesus, deserves you bowing before him.
我们的主耶稣基督是我们的王, 祂值得我们在祂面前鞠躬。
I don't know if you've prayed on your knees recently, but I encourage you to bow your knee before King Jesus.
不知道你们最近祷告有没有跪下来, 我还是要鼓励大家跪下来向主耶稣祷告。
And to say to him, Jesus, it's about you and your kingdom.
然后告诉他说, 主耶稣, 这是关于你和你的王国。
See, when we crown Jesus as our king, he makes us a revolutionary.
当我们让主耶稣在我们生命中掌权作王的时候, 祂就让我们的生命发生彻底的转变。
We abandon the goal of being consumers and we say the goal is to be a discipler.
我们就不是一个消费者了, 我们现在是主的门徒。
We abandon the goal of trying to control people and we take up the goal of trying to serve people.
我们就不是那个曾经想操控别人的人, 而是那个心甘情愿服侍别人的人。
And when his kingdom reigns in our hearts, he transforms us.
当神的国降临在我们心中的时候, 祂把我们完全转变了。
And people see the joy in our lives. They see the peace in our lives.
人们看到我们生活中的喜乐和平安。
And it so impacts them.
这种力量能够传到他们那儿去。
That they say, wow, you Christians are awesome.
他们就会说, 哇,你们这些信主的人真棒。
When was the last time someone said that to you?
你上一次听到别人这样说是什么时候呢?
That's what happens when Jesus' kingdom takes over our kingdom.
那个就是当神的国降临在你身上。
So what we're going to do is we're going to pray for his kingdom come.
所以我们要祷告的是求主的国降临。
And we're going to pray that his kingdom come to the 2 square feet that are in us.
我们要求神让他的国降临在我们身边的这一小块地方。
That his kingdom would come to our hearts.
他的神,他的国降临在我们心里。
We're going to pray our Father in heaven.
我们要对我们天上的父祷告。
Thank you for your love.
感谢他的爱。
I love you.
我也爱你。
How would be your name?
你的,愿人尊你的名为圣。
We're going to praise him for his character and the names of God.
我们要因为他的性格,他的特质来赞美他。
And then we're going to pray, Lord, have your kingdom come to this earth and come to my heart.
然后求神说,求你的国降临在地上,也降临到我心里。
And then step four is the step of surrender.
第四步就是降服。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上,如同行在天上。
Now this is one part of the Lord's Prayer that he himself prayed.
这是主耶稣他自己祷告过的。
He prayed this in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他自己在科西玛尼园就是这样祷告的。
He said, Abba Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet, not what I will, but what you will.
他说,阿爸父啊,在你凡事都能,求你将这杯撤去,然而不要从我的意思,只要从你的意思。
He submitted to his Father's will rather than trying to get his will done.
他不是要让他自己的旨意成就,而是顺服在他父的旨意里面。
Jesus is not asking us to do anything that he himself hasn't done.
如果耶稣自己没有这样做过,他不会要求我们做这样的事情。
Now why is this surrender to him important?
为什么降服在父神的旨意里面是如此的重要呢?
It's because you've been hurt.
因为你曾经受过伤害。
Somebody hurt you, I know it's true.
我知道肯定有人伤害过你。
Every person in this room, you have some type of a sorrow in your heart that someone else has inflicted on you.
在座的每一个人都因为别人曾经对你做过的事情,心里面有一些苦毒和伤害。
And unless you surrender that sorrow to God, you are going to act like God and seek revenge.
除非你把那个痛苦和伤害完全的交给神,你就会愿意自己去来掌控这个伤害。
Or else, you're going to close your heart off and you're going to say, I will never let anyone inside again.
或者你也会把你自己的心关起来,不要让人再进去了。
But if you surrender to God,
但如果你降服在神里面,
and you say, God, you know this great sorrow,
你说,主啊,你知道我心里面这个大的悲痛,
and I'm going to surrender it to you,
我要把这个悲痛降服交给你,
you will be able to be free and to love and to live.
那一刻你就有了自由,你就有能力去爱。
I recommend that when you pray this prayer of surrender, you put your hands together.
我建议当你这样祷告的时候，你把手放在一起。
And you say, Lord, I am your servant, and I surrender to you.
你跟主说，主啊，我把这个交给你，我降服在你里面。
In New York City, in front of Radio City, there is a statue.Of Atlas.
在纽约城里面，在一个大的建筑前面有一个阿特拉斯的雕塑。
And on top of Atlas, in his incredibly strong physique body, he is carrying the weight of the world.
这个大力神阿特拉斯，他肩上背着是整个地球的重量。
Have you ever felt like that?
你也没有没有也这样感到是自己是这样的呢？
The weight of the world on your shoulders.
肩负的是全世界的重担，都在你一个人的肩上。
If you don't surrender, you will carry the weight of the world on your shoulders.
如果你不在神里面降服的话，你永远都是自己背负这个重担。
What's across from Radio City? I mean, Rockefeller Center.
但是在这个雕塑的对面。
St. Patrick's Cathedral.
就是圣帕特里克大教堂。
And if you go into St. Patrick's and you look behind the altar, you will see a statue of Jesus.
在这个教堂里面，在他的圣坛后面有一个耶稣的小的雕像。
And you'll notice in Jesus's left hand, he's carrying the world too.
这个就是耶稣小的时候，他的手上也拿着地球的重担。
The world's no problem for Jesus. He can hold it in one hand.
这个重担对他来讲不算什么，他一只手就可以拿住了。
When you surrender to Jesus,
当你降服在主耶稣里面，
Jesus will take your burden and he will carry it.
主耶稣会拿过你的重担，他来为你扛。
And you will be free.
你就是自由的了。
Surrender to him.
向他降服。
The fifth step is the step of dependence.
第五步就是信靠。
Now we tell Jesus our needs and our challenges and the difficulties, the worries, the struggles, the weight of our world.
现在我们已经告诉主耶稣我们的需要，我们的挑战，我们的很多的问题。
And what a wonderful promise he gives to us.
你看，主耶稣给了我们一个多么美好的应许。
My God will meet all of your needs.
他说，我的神使你们在一切所需用的都充足。
Now there's a big difference between our needs and our wants, and then our greeds.
是我们的需要和我们的贪婪是有很大的不同。
So the Lord's not telling us pray for cappuccino and lattes.
主耶稣没有让我们去为那些特别好吃的东西祷告。
But the early fathers didn't understand what Jesus meant when he said, "Pray for daily bread."
但是早期的那些信主的人，他们理解，当我们讲为今日的饮食祷告是什么意思。
They actually thought that what Jesus was referring to here was just the communion.
他们也不理解，他们以为主耶稣讲的就是他的圣餐。
They thought, you know what, God in heaven is too busy to care about whether or not I get bread today.
他们以为我们在天上的父太忙了，根本就管不了我们今天要吃什么这个问题。
But a discovery came out just a few years ago in the word daily.
但是我就是几年前我才理解了日用这个词的意思。
That word daily is only used in Matthew chapter 6 in the entire Bible.
在整个圣经里面，只有马太福音第六章提到这个词。
And in the Middle East, just a few years ago, they found a piece of paper papaya that had this word epiusin on it.
他们在中东发现了一张以前的这个羊皮纸，上面还写着这个词，日用这个词。
And it was a shopping list from a woman.
那个竟然就是以前的一个人的买菜啊，买购物的一个清单。
She was probably headed down to Stop and Shop and had her list with her.
她也许就是去超市买个菜。
And they translated that this word daily meant just enough for the day.
那么她所需要这个日用这个词意思就是说，就是她当天所需要的那些东西。
Just enough bread for the day.
就是她一天所需要的面包。
Just enough fish for the day.
就是她那一天需要的鱼。
And that should be our prayer.
那才是我们应该祷告求的。
We're not asking God for a lifetime of bread. Lord, fill the room up with bread.
我们跟神求的不是说我们一辈子能吃的所有的面包，不是让神把房间里面都摆上面包。
We're saying, Lord, give me just enough wisdom for this day of life.
我们求的是主啊，求你就给我今天我需要的智慧，能够度过今天。
Give me just enough strength to make it through the 1 o'clock meeting that I have with my boss this afternoon.
求你就给我足够的力量，让我能够熬过今天下午一点跟我老板开的那个会。
Lord, give me just enough love to love my children at 5 o'clock tonight when I come home.
你就给我足够的爱，让我能在下班以后回家见到孩子，能够爱他们。
You know, in a culture where our freezers are full of food.We don't really pray for our daily bread anymore, do we?
在我们今天这个时代，每个人的冰箱里面都塞满了食物，我们都不会为我们今天所需要的饮食来祷告了。
But what Jesus is asking us to do is to present the needs of the day to Him.
但是主耶稣教导我们的是，就把我们当天需要的向神祈求。
And because we are a community praying this,
因为我们是作为一个团体在祷告。
If God does answer your prayer and He gives you 2 loaves,
如果神应许了你的祷告，给了你两条面包，
and your neighbor doesn't have any loaf,
然后你的邻居没有面包，
what should you do?
你要怎么做呢？
Share the loaf with your neighbor.
你要把面包分享出去。
That's what we do as Christians.
那是我们信主的人该做的。
Words that should fall easily from our lips when we pray.
我们祷告的时候很容易就说出
Give us this day our daily bread.
我们今日日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
I don't recite poems very often.
我不是经常会念诗的人。
I am not sure how you're going to translate this poem.
I'll try.
We will try our best. I got up early one morning and rushed into the day.
我早上起来要投入繁忙的一天。
I had so much to do that I didn't have time to pray.
要做的事情太多，我没有时间祷告。
Problems just tumbled about me and heavier came each task.
问题接踵而至，一个比一个严重。
Why doesn't God help me?
为什么神不帮助我?
I wondered. He answered, "You didn't ask."
神说，因为你没有求问。
I wanted to see joy and beauty, but the day toiled on, gray and bleak.
我想看到愉悦和美好，但是看到的都是灰暗、压抑。
I wondered why God didn't show me.
我在想为什么神不向我彰显。
But he said, you didn't seek.
但是神说，因为你没有寻求。
I tried to come into God's presence. I used all the keys at the lock.
我想找到神的面，所以我在他门前试了所有像钥匙的东西。
God gently and lovingly chided, my child, you didn't knock.
神轻轻地责备我说，我的孩子为什么不敲门呢？
I woke up early this morning and paused before entering the day.
我早上起来投入繁忙的一天之前，我要停一下。
I had so much to accomplish that I had to take time to pray.
要做的事情太多，所以我要先祷告。
This church is filled with very important people that have very important jobs.
我们知道我们教会有很多非常重要的人从事非常重要的工作。
And you're probably tempted not to take time to pray.
所以你每天可能觉得自己没有时间去祷告。
You need to change.
你需要改变。
You need to connect with God every day.
你需要与神连接。
I want to lead you through a closing prayer, and we're going to practice this now.
所以我们来结束的时候一起祷告，一起来练习。
So would you bow your heads?
请你低下头。
Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Would you take time now to refresh yourself on how much God loves you, and then tell Him that you love Him?
请你现在花一点时间回想一下天父是怎样爱你，也向他诉说你对他的爱。
Hallowed be your name.
愿人尊你的名为圣。
Praise God for His character and His names and what they mean to you.
我们现在就来赞美神的名，他的名对我们来说意味着什么。
Your kingdom come.
你的国降临。
Tell God that you want Jesus to be your king and you want to live for his kingdom.
告诉神说，你愿意让主耶稣做你生命的王，你要在他的国度里。
Your will be done.
你的旨意行在地上。
Surrender your pain, your sorrow. Surrender your relationships to the Lord.
交出你的痛苦，你的悲哀，你面临的一切问题，都降服在神里面，交给他。
Give us this day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Tell God the daily needs that you have.
告诉神你今天所需的。
Father, you have heard these requests.
天父啊，你听到我们这些祈求。
This prayer and these prayers have been given according to the pattern that you've given to us.
我们是按照你教导我们的模式来祷告的。
We thank you in advance that you are going to answer every one of these prayers.
我们现在就感谢你，因为我们知道一定会应许每一个祷告。
In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray this.
以耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.